Tech University Student Government Association represents students at Texas Tech in working to foster their interest within the university community among their fellow students, faculty and staff, and the larger communities of Lubbock and the South Plains. The Texas Tech SGA meets twice a month during the long semesters on the first and third Thursdays. SGA meetings on 88.1 are a broadcast service to the Texas Tech community by KTXT-FM and the College of Mass Communications.
And then you can press 1, 2, or 3. And we added a third option for abstain because we didn't do that last time. And I'm going to call people real quick who haven't, so we can make sure that all your clickers are working. Is Alan here? Anderson? Aiden? Or Anderson? Is it working?
I tried to do it.
Did you press, did it like light up green after you did it?
Yeah.
No, this one.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yours just worked. Okay. Aiden?
She's taking a quiz.
Okay. Berger?
She has a test.
Cabrera?
Yes.
Is yours, did you do yours? Chavez? Neither one of y'all. Yes. Like, make sure it lights up green before you press it. Okay, Chavez, yours just worked. Okay, Cabrera, I'm going to come back to you. Guvala H and Guvala Y. Make sure you press go, 4-1, go. Make sure it lights up green. And then you can press 1, 2, or 3. Okay, both the options work. Oh, Alex, you're just like one off. So it should be working. Ingram, can you try yours again?
Yeah.
Go, 4-1, go, and then press 1, 2, or 3. Colte? Okay, can you try yours again? Lauren Locke?
My thing.
Can you do it again? Jenny, can you try? Go 4-1 go. Okay, Lauren, here's work. Makis. Okay, now
press. 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah. Okay, here's work. Mills. Connie, can you try yours again? Sorry, y'all. We're just gonna make sure all these work. Montgomery, are you here?
Yeah.
Can you try yours again? Ottawa Kimi, are you here? Okay, are y'all pressing? Go, 4-1, go. Make sure it's green and then press 1-2. Okay, yeah. But Montgomery and Ottawa Kimi, y'all just work. Mills, I'll come back. Paige Paris?
Yes.
Can you try yours again? Hugsley?
Yeah.
Can you try yours again? Rao? Are you here? Can you try yours again? Tim and Trotter, both of y'all, try yours again. Okay. Young.
Guys, just keep the side chatter down.
He's not here.
He's not here? Okay. So is there anybody I called who still isn't sure if there's working? I can see.
This one?
Yes. You're good. Okay. All right. We're good.
Senator Bradley, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Senator Bradley. Will the Journal Clerk please now read the Senate Journal? Senator Mines. Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Harrelson. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. We will move on then to our open forum. We have a student from Tech Student Democrats who would like to speak to us today. So you'll please welcome her.
Thank you. I would first like to announce that on November 11th, the Tech Student Democrats are going to host a candidate to the U.S. Senate by the name of Sean Hubbard. We will have a meet and greet at 4:30 in the Canyon Room of the Human Sciences Building, and at 5:30, he will give a short speech, and he will also have a question and answer session. in Lecture Hall 169 of Human Sciences.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, do we have any other students here who would like to speak at our open forum? Okay, seeing as there is none, we will move on. We're going to move on to a report from the executive branch with Mike Geary as our external vice president.
Thank y'all. Just two quick things just want to give y'all a report on. I know last week, or I think the last Senate meeting, Heather Medley came and talked to y'all about distracted driving week. Is that what subject of it was? Just kind of wanted to follow up on that. Basically what it is, it's a week, first week in November. Each day is kind of focused on educating our student body and really the citizens of the city of Lubbock on distracted driving, how dangerous that can be to the citizens of Lubbock. I know that each day kind of has a different focus on different things. I know that one day during the week, Alex Brown and family is going to come and have the car and that presentation from our family. So I know that that's going to be the week I'm working with parking services really, really closely with. And also, I wanted to talk about, I know that, you know, after our event today with the student of the bus on campus, I think that we need to start moving our distracted driving education, driver's education out from somebody behind the wheel to our pedestrian walking on campus. I know that it is it's bad seeing students with headphones in, looking at their phone, texting, and then walking straight into the traffic, and that's something we cannot have happen anymore. This campus is large. With the student body as large as we have, you know, it creates a problem. So we all need to be vigilant and be safe when traveling on campus. So please, I need a strong presence from the student senate come that week. I think that the leadership of the student body, we need to show them that we can lead and we can educate our students on what they need to do correctly while driving and walking on campus. Other than that, I've been contacted by the vice president of the student body at Oklahoma State. They will be coming down here November 12th. That Saturday is when OSU travels back here for the football game. He wants to set up a meet and greet with the exec and all of our senators. I know all y'all can't be there, but I really like any of y'all who can be there to show up and you can talk to them and discuss some issues between the two universities. And I will get to y'all some more information on that as soon as I get it. So, on that.
If any of you guys know, Take a Kid to the Game is this next week. It is October 29th. It's the Iowa State game. The game starts at 6. If any of you guys would like to volunteer, you guys are welcome. I will not be able to be there because I have work. So, but if anybody would like to take the initiative and go and volunteer, it's a really great volunteer opportunity. I'd love to see student government represented there. So if any of you guys are interested, I'm going to pass this around, and then you guys can sign up, and then we'll email you more information next week. So I'm going to send this. And for those of you guys who don't know what Take a Kid to the Game is, basically what it is you take students from underprivileged schools around the area to a tech game. So it's a really good opportunity for them. They don't really get the opportunity to go to a tech game, so they get really excited. They're offered a Coke and a hot dog, and they think it's the most amazing thing in the world. So these kids really appreciate it. I know our community really appreciates it. So if you guys want to volunteer, it's a really great rewarding experience. So with that being said, we will now move on to our first readings with Senate Bill 47.14, Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Bill 47.14, a bill to be entitled an act concerning the allocation of seats in the Student Senate of Texas Tech University as required under Title 4 of Senate Bill 26.27, effective November 30th, 1990. I need that to be placed on second reading.
Okay. We will send that to the RNA committee. Okay. We will now move on to Senate Bill 47.15, Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to introduce Senate Bill 47.15, a bill to be entitled an act amending Title 4 of Senate Bill 26.27 or the 1990 Senate Reapportionment Act, and move it to be placed on second reading.
Okay, we will send that to the RNA committee as well. We will now move on to Senate Bill 47.16, Senator White.
Madam President, I rise to introduce Senate Bill 47.16, a bill to be entitled an act concerning the clarification of the authority of committee chairman, and move it to be placed on third reading.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Davis. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the ayes have it. We will move on to third reading. Senator White, will you please take the podium?
Madam President, I rise to reintroduce Senate Bill 47.16, a bill to be entitled an act concerning the clarification of the authority of committee chairman. I think it's pretty simple. Just if you were here at the last meeting, you understand the problem and the issue that arose because the language in the current Senate rules is not clear as to the authority of committee chairman to be able to appoint chairman and vice chairman to the subcommittee. And so with this bill, that will clear that up. And this will put into law the language to which Alex ruled and was then ratified by the Senate in approving her appeal to the chair. So this is simply laying this out so that future Senate sessions do not have to go through the problem of appealing to the chair, asking the chair for a decision.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. I strongly agree with this bill, as I'm sure that's not a surprise to anybody. But I would like to offer an amendment to this bill. I would like to amend in Title 1, line 16, including the chairman and vice chairman of the subcommittee, subject to the two-thirds advice and consent of the standing committee, and then also on line 23, same language. Just to clarify why that is, anytime that the internal appoints anyone to a position, it has to be ratified by the Senate. We have to agree to it. And so I just think the same thing needs to happen on a smaller level in the committee. When you have a committee who's creating a standing committee and they're going to be putting people in that standing committee, the committee needs to agree to it. And so that's the basis of the amendment.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the two amendments? No? No further discussion on the two amendments. Okay, we'll proceed to vote on the two amendments. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those. We need to see the clicker votes. I apologize. So if you guys will go ahead and Senator Bell, you ready?
Yep. One is yay,
two is nay, three is abstain.
Mm-hmm. And she'll turn green and vote. Okay, has everybody had a chance to vote? Okay.
That is 93% yay, 3% nay, 3% abstain.
Okay, those amendments pass. We will now move on back to discussing the bill. Is there any further discussion on the bill? Senator Harrelson.
I just have a question for her. Did this go through the Supreme Court, and what was their decision on that?
I'm not familiar with the Supreme Court case. I think I'll yield the floor to Mr. Davis, as he is more familiar with their ruling.
Thank you, Mr. White. Nothing was done with the Supreme Court. I was going to wait and see how this went through, and I think that all of us are just pretty much done with it. We don't want to hear any more about it. I certainly don't want to hear any more about it, so we're just going to leave it at that.
It's my understanding that the Supreme Court is not really eager to rule on Senate rules. They're more focused on the Constitution, the SGA Constitution, so Senate rules are kind of hard. Process, and so we certainly have the power to do this, but we don't necessarily have to wait on the decision.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Are you ready for the vote?
No, just a second. Okay, go. So while yours isn't going through, okay. 96% yay, 4% nay, 0 abstain.
Okay, so that passes. We will now go back to first reading with Senate Bill 47.17. Senator Alston.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I rise to introduce Senate Bill 47.17, a bill to be entitled amending the DPA of the Senators to a 2.25, the Executive Officers to a 2.5, prior to being elected in their representative positions, and ask to suspend the rules and place it on 35.
Okay, we have a second. Seconded by Senator Davis. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, we'll move on to third reading. Senator Alston, can you take the podium?
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I rise to reintroduce Senate Bill 47.17. A bill to be entitled an act amending the GPA to the senators as well as the executive officers. Guys, I just want to let you all know that we got this introduced to our committee about a month ago. And it took a while to kind of come up with this GPA. We did numerous research on why
we feel like these two GPAs are not only fair, but also why we feel like it should stand for those two GPAs. So, I mean, it's a pretty self-explanatory bill, but.
Does it ready for the discussion, Senator Ryan?
President. I did bring this to the opinion and to the academics committee, chairman and committee, and hope and went to their academic committee when they discussed this, and I do disagree with this piece of legislation. I'd like to make an amendment to line 28 to say a 2.25 to a 2.75. My reasoning behind that is, first of all, I don't think we should ever compare ourselves to other universities. We're trying to reach that Tier 1 status. I don't know why we're trying to compare ourselves to UT or A&M or any other university in the U.S. or the nation, or in the nation, excuse me. First of all, for example, to be a business senator or to be a business student, you have to have a 2.75 to even get into the business school. So how are you going to have students running for Senate to fill those positions who can't even get into that college? Okay, it doesn't make sense to me, right? So I think, personally, I'd like it to be higher, but I think a 2.75 minimum is completely achievable, and I think that should be representation, especially for a executive position such as student body president. A 2.75 is way lower than I would expect. If anyone else would like to amend, I'd like to see that. But from whom I've spoken to, 2.75 seems to be what people think is reasonable. And then from a 2.0 for Senate, because I think that's way too close to the limit of being on suspension for Texas Tech, considering it's like a point or two below that. I don't know why you would want someone here that's almost going to be suspended or on suspension from this university. So I also move that to be a 2.75.
Madam President.
Senator White.
Will the senator please clarify her amendment? That was one long sentence.
Sure. Sorry. I apologize. Thank you, Senator White. In sentence 28, 2.5 to be changed to 2.75. In line 30, 2.25 to be changed to 2.75.
Can you amend the bill now that it is on third reading?
Because it was introduced on third reading, yeah. Is there any further discussion on the bill, Senator Austin?
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to clarify why we put it as a 2.5.
Sorry, on the amendment. Yeah, this is on the amendment. Is that it?
Yeah.
It's okay, it's on the amendment.
It is on the amendment. The reason why we have it this way is because I was able to pull the charts of the students' GPAs for the spring semester, and if we raise it anywhere above a 2.75, let's say, such as what Senator Myers wants, we eliminate a significant number of students from running for positions as senators. And I personally don't feel like we're that type of organization to be able to do that. I talked to Mr. Gunn, and he kind of clarified. I as well thought a 2.25, I believe is what it was significantly low. And he explained to me why it was a 2.25, because if you look at the reports of previous years of the students here at Texas Tech, a 2.25 does not eliminate a significant number of students, and it allows for a fair run for everyone who feels like they want to be involved within the Senate. They have the ability to be involved.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the amendment, Senator Davis?
Thank you, Madam President. Well, first of all, I would like to maybe suggest to my friend, Ms. Mikes, that for the Senate, we have a GPA of 2.5 instead of 2.75, I think. We should have maybe this the Senate just one level lower than the executive officers, but I completely agree with your amendment. I think it's very good. But also, I just want to say that we already have a GPA requirement, so we're already leaving people out of being able to run for office, be involved in SGA. All we're doing is setting a higher standard, telling people that we agree with a little bit of a higher standard for this body that governs the student body. I completely agree with Ms. Mines.
Just to reiterate, I understand that we pulled students' grades. I'm not quite sure how we do that, because I do think that's confidential to a student. I just wanted to tell you guys that we are an organization of leaders. I'm not trying to separate certain students from other students, but I want students in here that are going to set an example for students that want to be in this organization, that your grades are important. That is why you're here, to get an education. So if you're slacking in your grades, you shouldn't be sitting here and guiding and leading and suggesting things to this university. You need to focus on your grades to get that up so you can become a successor after you leave this university and have that education that you are here to get. So I'm okay with lowering, well, I'm not really okay with it, but I don't mind changing it to 2.5 for Senate. But I absolutely do not think that our executives should be any lower. And just to let you guys know from personal experience, I went to, you are missing a tremendous amount of class when you're in an executive position. Though it is excused, you're always doing things for this university. When I was internal, my GPA went from a 3.9 to a 3.7 in one session. Okay? And I dedicated that, but I don't think that, I think that this is completely and utterly, like, minimal, and I think that it's very achievable, especially if you're supposed to be that student leader on campus that you should be.
Madam President. Thank you, ma'am. I do agree with you, Ms. Mites. I do think we should have a higher standard for our senators. However, my one concern about this is that we're kind of already on that edge of not really having enough senators as is, and I'm fearful that if we do this right now that we will actually be cutting people out from Senate, and I'm a little worried about having that number hit us, so I move to further amend Ms. Mites' amendment so that this does not take effect till this next Senate meeting, till session 48.
Madam President,
Senator Davis.
Just to clarify, this absolutely would not take effect until the next session.
Okay.
We couldn't apply that to an already existing session.
Okay, is there any further discussion on Senator Mines?
Madam President.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Mines, I am also strongly for raising the GPA. After talking to Dr. Munoz, I brought this up with him, and he felt that we shouldn't immediately jump to raising the GPA to that standard, though it's an achievable standard. He said we need to start out as, it's almost like a building block program. He felt that if we could start out raising it just a little bit, and then see how many senators we get back, and then if the next session wants to raise it again, then they can definitely raise it again. He said do it as a trial run. So that's kind of how I felt.
Is there any further discussion on amendment, Senator White?
In order to reflect the discussion that we've had that we've been agreed upon, I move to amend the amendment to, on line 30, to change her amendment from 2.75 to 2.5. And I also like to reiterate that we're only talking about raising each requirement by 0.25. It's not a drastic jump. It's just moving the standard up a little bit higher. And I agree with the building block program. I think we should continue to do that. Maybe next session raise another 0.25. So anyway, that I amend the amendment.
Okay, is there any discussion on the amendment of the amendment? Senator Davis.
I was just going to move to the previous question.
Okay, do I have 5 seconds for previous question? Senator Mayans, Senator Martyr, Senator Locke.
Point of order, Madam President.
Yes.
Did not receive a second on that amendment.
I'm sorry, what?
We didn't receive a second on my amendment to the amendment.
Oh, you're right. Is there a second for the amendment of Senator White? Okay, so now that we have 5 seconds for previous questions for the amendment to the amendment. Senator Mayans, Senator Chavez, Senator Locke, Senator Martyr, Senator Reeves. Okay, all in favor of moving to previous question, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? we will move to previous question on the amendment for the amendment. Thank you for that musical interlude. Senator Beal, are you ready for the vote? We're doing amendment for amendment.
What information we're doing? We're doing 2.5 or 2.75.
This is on the moving the 2.25 to 2.5. Correct, Senator White? Yes. So Senator, moving the Senator GPA to 2.5 as opposed to 2.75. Okay.
Hang on, sorry.
Just 1 second.
Okay. Chavez, your Zen word. McCabe, your Zen word. Okay. Alston, your Zen word. Oh, you didn't do it. Okay.
Do you want me to get your clicker for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. 76% yay, 22% nay, 2% abstain.
Okay, the amendment to the amendment passes.
So we will continue the discussion on the original amendment. Is there any further discussion on the original amendment, Senator Guala?
Thank you, Madam President. In line number 14, see, we did not mention University of Texas or Texas A&M.
This is a discussion only on the amendment, not on the bill.
On the bill.
Is there any more further discussion on the amendment, Senator Montgomery?
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to add this shall not apply to law students.
Do you want to amend that?
Yes.
Okay. How would you like
just
to
just a line just at the end of the previous amendment, this shall not apply to law students.
On which one?
Well, Senator Gill for a question.
Blender, sure.
Could you just tell us why?
Because law students typically have a lower threshold for
okay.
GPS.
Thank you, Senator. Is there any further discussion on the amendment to the amendment proposed by Senator Montgomery?
A second.
We need a second for the amendment. Is there a second? Senator Weeks. Okay. Is there any further discussion on Senator Montgomery's amendment to the amendment? Okay, seeing as there is no discussion, we'll proceed to a vote on the amendment. Senator Bill, are you ready?
Yes.
Has everyone got a chance to vote?
84% yay, 12% nay, 3% abstain.
Okay, that amendment passes. We will now continue back to the original amendment proposed by Senator Myers. Is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote.
Hang on, I gotta add it.
And this is voting on the 2.75 and the 2.5 and the law. One amendment.
And go. Yay, 24% nay, 3% abstain.
Okay, so that amendment passes. We will now continue back to discussing the bill. Is there any further discussion, Senator Guevara?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. On line number 14, I would say we need not include University of Texas and Texas A&M in university student governments. I would say other top university student governments would be fine.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on, are you proposing an amendment?
Yes.
Is there any further discussion on that amendment? Oh, can you second it? Or is there a second? I'm sorry. Senator, second by Senator Myers. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Okay, seeing as there is none, we will vote on the amendment. And just to clarify for you guys, we're amending line 14 to take out such as University of Texas and Texas A&M. And so that it just reads, Texas Tech student government falls below the standards of other top universities, comma.
And y'all are good to
go. Okay. Passes 92% yay, 8% nay.
Okay. So that passes. We will now continue back to discussion on the bill. Senator Davis.
Okay. This is going to might be a little confusing, so I'm just going to explain this to everyone. This bill is, sorry, let me restart. In the Constitution of the Student Government Association, it says which GPA each officer is supposed to have. So, to change the GPA, we would have to change the Constitution of the Student Government Association. This is a bill that would have no effect over the GPA changes made to the Student Government Association. I discovered that earlier. I went ahead and wrote a concurrent resolution, which is what you need to change the Constitution, with the language to change the Constitution, with the GPA requirement of 2.75 for executive officers and 2.5 for the Senate, which we just voted on and passed in here. This is why I did the same thing earlier. I wanted to see how you guys felt about that first. And obviously, we all agree that we need a 2.75 for executives and a 2.5 for the Senate. So I would encourage you, I've already spoken to Mr. Olson about this. If this bill passes, it will have no effect, and it will just be a bill floating out there in the middle of nowhere with no authority. So what I'm going to ask you to do is vote down this bill, not on any type of personal level, only because I'm going to bring up off the floor a concurrent resolution which has the exact same language as this bill we're about to vote on that would actually make a difference to the Student Government Association. Is there anybody that is confused? Stand up and I will yield to you. You can ask a question and I will answer your question.
For a concurrent resolution, does it take a two-thirds majority to pass?
Yes. Well, first of all, for me to even bring it up off the floor, we would have to have four-fifths of the Senate agree to bring it up off of the floor. For me to put it on third reading and final passage to pass it today, which we're about to do anyway, it has to have another four-fifths of the Senate agree. Then to pass the bill, we have to have two-thirds vote of the Senate. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay, with all of that said, I would encourage you to vote down this bill. I will then bring up the concurrent resolution. We will vote on it, and it'll have the same effect as this bill, except that it will actually have an effect on the Constitution.
Okay, is there any further discussion on this bill?
Madam President, I move to table this bill indefinitely.
Okay, is there a second for tabling the bill? Senator Davis, all in favor of tabling the bill, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the bill is tabled.
We will now move on to Senate Bill 47.18, Senator Breen. Okay, seeing as she is not here, Senator Allen. Seeing as she is not here, we'll move on to Senator Brunks. It's on first reading.
All right, let's do Senate Bill 47.18 and move it and put it on second reading.
Okay. We will send this to the PR committee, as well as Student Life. Okay, we will now move on to Senate Bill 47.19, Senator White.
Madam President, I rise to introduce Senate Bill 47.19, a bill to be entitled an act establishing a process to certify electronic votes are correctly cast and move to be placed on second reading.
Okay, we will send this to RNA. Oh, we will now move on to Senate Resolution
47.09,
Senator Pippen.
Thank you. Madam President, I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 47.09, stating the same to the Student Senate regarding bike rack placement at the Industrial Engineering Building, and move that be placed on second reading.
Okay. We will send this to the Campus Infrastructure Committee. Okay. We will now move on to routine motions and other business. Are there any motions on the floor? Senator Baskus.
I move that we remove Senate Resolution 47.08 from the table.
Okay. Do I have a second for removing that from the table? Seconded by Senator Martyr. All in favor of removing from the table, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. That will be removed from the table. Would you like to place it on second or third?
Third.
Third reading. Okay. Do I have a second for placing on third reading? Seconded by Senator Fairchild. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, Senator Blasquez, you can take the podium.
Senate Resolution 47.08 was brought up at the last Senate meeting and was tabled due to the question of will we be violating recruiting rules set by the NCAA. I've talked to Tony Riley from admissions. She's in charge of the Lubbock area of recruiting, and she said that there's nothing wrong with congratulating students, and we're actually, if we wanted to, we can encourage them to come to Tech. There's no problem. We're not violating any recruiting violations rules, or we're not doing anything that would hurt Tech in the future or currently through this resolution. We also went ahead and changed line 16, where it says, therefore be it resolved that the Public Relations Committee of the Student Senate of Texas Tech University, then remove that comma and capital W, and it just says will, regular W, send personalized letter to students acknowledging Lubbock Avalanche Journal. Last week it seemed like, or last Senate meeting, it seemed like everyone was in support for it. No one seemed to have any other problem besides it maybe being a recruiting violation. So I yield the floor for any questions or.
Is there any further discussion on this bill? Is there any further discussion? Senator Barker.
What does violate the recruiting?
I think if we send them like a package, like cookies or something, that would count.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Senator
Pippen. I just have a general question for the senator, and that is, when will these start being sent out? I yield to the senator.
They will be sent out starting the next 11 teams that are publishing, which would be this week, but you don't have to send it out immediately. It's a week or two.
Okay. So any further discussion? Senator Locke. As chairman of the PR committee, would you just, like, I guess, email us each week with who the teams of the month are and when to send it out? Because I said last time that I was totally for this bill, so I guess would you just come to us, or should it be our responsibility to, like, check the Avalanche Journal if who's the team of the month, or for the Senator Vasquez?
I don't mind giving it to you, but if next session I'm not here, then this will just die out. I'm pretty sure I can arrange with the Lubbock Avalanche Journal to email the PR committee, and every month you just automatically have the list of students and where they go to school and everything.
Senator Vasquez?
Yes.
Are you interested in this continuing on after this session, or do you just want this to happen for this year and be done?
Yes, what are your intentions? Wanted to continue.
Okay. Have you started to prepare a bill? Because with this resolution, it would die out at the end of the 47th session, and so no future Senate would be required to do this. So I'd maybe encourage you to write a bill to this effect, if this passes, so that future Senate sessions can continue to do this and continue to cultivate students in the area.
I figured after I brought this up, if they go through this meeting, there would be no point in me writing up another bill. First, keep going in the future. So.
No, there would be a point because resolutions just die out.
I understand that. I'm saying if this resolution didn't get passed for this 47th session, then there would be no point in trying to get it through for other sessions.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to vote on the resolution. Senator Miller, are you ready?
Yes. Okay. 98% yay, 2% nay.
Okay, so that passes. Okay, are there any other motions on the floor?
Madam President.
Senator Bradley.
With the recent resignation of our parliamentarian, I move that we vote for a new parliamentarian now, and I open the floor with a nomination for Trevor White.
Okay, Trevor White. Get to so we have a nomination for Trevor White. Is there any other nominations, Senator Myers?
Madam President, I motion that we nominate Matt Pippen. I think he's an exemplary. He knows all the rules really well. He's been on the Senate.
Okay, are there any further, Senator Martyr?
I nominate Erica Allen.
Are there any other nominations on the floor? Okay, is there any discussion on any of the nominations? I'll offer a few comments. Senator Banks.
I just want to tell you guys why I nominated Matt. I think that he is someone that would take the opportunity to, not only does he know the rules to a T, but I think he would really make sure that you guys are knowledgeable and help you learn them. He's been on Senate, now it's his second session. I think he would really, really continue what Stuart started by really making sure that the rules are not only acknowledged, but shared and learned by you guys. So.
Is there any discussion for Senator White or Senator Allen? I'll allow a comment for each person. Does anyone have any? Senator White?
I know Erica Allen, I don't think she's here this meeting, but this is her third session in the Senate, so I know she's definitely qualified, she knows the rules, she's served as RNA, she has a phenomenal job, she was on budget and finance, she knows a lot about Senate, she knows a lot about the rules, I think she'd do a great job.
Okay, would anybody like to speak on Trevor White's
I believe that Trevor White's prestigious appearance just all in some speaks for itself.
Senator Bill, you created...
Yeah, guys, okay, so one is going to be for White, two for Pippen, and three for Allen. And you can go. Rodriguez, yours didn't work.
And this isn't something we're going to post because it's not a vote that will be posted online. Just so you guys want to keep it anonymous. Okay.
Matt Pippen will be our new parliamentarian. Or the, I guess, area. I don't call it stage anymore.
Campus.
Here, the polls. Oh, you have a chair. So congratulations to Senator Pippen. Again. Other motions on the floor?
Madam President.
Senator Pippen.
I rise to introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution 4703, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate concerning amending grade point average requirements of senators and executive officers as mandated by the Student Government Association's Constitution, and move to suspend the rules and place it on the third reading and final passage.
Okay. Is there a second to bring that off the floor? Seconded by Senator Davis.
I don't think half the Senate was listening to that, so I just want to clarify. Let's clarify that one more time, Senator Pippen, please.
Sure. I rise to introduce Senate Resolution 47.03, stating the sentiments of the Student Senate concerning amending grade point average requirements for senators and executive officers as mandated by the Student Government Association's Constitution, and I move to suspend the rules and place it on third reading and final passage.
Okay, and we're going to have a four-fifths vote for this, so we're going to vote electronically so we can have exact count. Right. So, give Senator Bill a second to type it up.
Point of information, this is for what I was talking about earlier,
okay.
Just so we're all clear.
Senator Harrelson, is your question?
So, is he bringing it off the floor and then on the third reading, and we vote on that just once, or we vote twice?
We need to vote twice. This is to bring it up off the floor, and then we'll vote again to put it on third reading.
Sure.
Do you want me to?
Just be a few more seconds. Okay, y'all can go ahead and vote. We have to get to 80% in order to bring it up off the floor.
A lot of you haven't voted yet. And if you don't want to vote, you can do it. Oh, yeah, some people left. Did Anderson leave? Or oh, they just went. Jenny, can you?
No. We're voting on whether or not you want to bring up Senate Resolution 4703 off the floor.
Hey. Is Montgomery here?
Yes.
Okay, you're doing work. Okay, you're good. All right. 81% yay. 18% nay. 2% abstain.
Okay, so that will be brought up off the floor. Now we need to vote once again to see if we can put it to third reading or if it's going to be placed on second.
Point of information, we have four-fifths again to bring it to first reading.
It's not a vote of committee. So you're either voting on whether or not you want it to be sent to a committee again or be discussed tonight on the floor.
Sent to, what am I, what is this for? What on your?
What? And just a reminder, guys, side chatter is picked up on the radio. So anytime you're whispering, people may be listening.
Okay, now I'm going to do it.
Mm. 74% yay, 26% nay.
So that will go on to.
I'd like to call for division on that if I could, please.
Okay. So all who are in
in favor of putting this on third reading, please stand up. Everyone is supposed to be still sit down. 41. All the other people stand up. Stand up. Okay, 41. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So 16 deaths. So we needed 46 in order to put it on third reading, final passage. So that will go to second reading. And I'm going to go ahead and send that to all committees this time. So all committees, please look at that. Senate Resolution 4703, we will email it out to you since we don't have a copy of it. Okay, are there any other routine motions in other business or committee or college reports?
Madam President.
Senator Davis.
Okay, just to talk about RNA. First of all, we've already mentioned Stuart Williams resigning. I'm sure knowing Stuart as we all do, he's probably listening on the radio right now. So I think we should all give Stuart Williams an applause for a good year of service to us. Thank you, Stuart, for all your time and your service. Okay, so RNA met this last week on Monday, and I just want everyone to take a look at absences. We have absences currently as we have them, not including absences from tonight's meeting. So if your name is on the list, it's kind of at the, in the top middle, the top half of the page, excuse me. Everyone there is, that it has an absence is listed with an absence number next to them. I understand that some of you may have missed, and you haven't got a chance to come before an RNA committee to explain your absence. Your absence is still on here, but it could go away at a later date after we excuse or unexcuse your absence. Also, if you missed a subpoena, that counts as an extra absence to you. And just so everybody knows, in the rules it clearly states that if you have two unexcused absences, a resolution of impeachment is filed under your name. So if you did miss your subpoena, I encourage you to please come talk to me right after and we can try and work something out. Just in case something happened to you there. And that's it for now.
Okay, are there any other college reports or committee reports not pertaining to any of the bills tonight? Okay, are there any other routine motions? Okay, seeing as there's none, we will move on to the Senate calendar, or to move on to the calendars with the Student Government Association calendar with second readings with Senate Bill 47.12. Are there any committee reports on this bill? Anyone discuss Senate Bill 47.12 in their committee? Senator Locke.
Colin came and talked to the PR committee last Thursday at our PR committee meeting. And overall, we all agreed on the bill for the website to keep being maintained and updated. So we're all in.
Okay, is there any further discussion on this bill or any motions? Senator Davis?
I would like to move this bill to continue the final passage.
Okay, do we have a second? Seconded by Senator Mayans. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, that will move on to third reading and final passage. Senator Davis, you can take the podium.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Bill 47.12, a bill to be entitled an act concerning the maintenance of the Student Government Association website.
Is there any further discussion?
Excuse me, I moved for it to meet adoption, but yes, there is some discussion. I did meet the PR committee about this last week. Basically, all this is saying is that this is going to set a timeline for when the SGA website needs to be updated. When I wrote this bill, I understand things are different now because I've been checking, and I'm grateful for it. Thank you, Kayla.
When I wrote this bill, there were still parts of the 46th session last year that were not on the SJ website, and the 47th session had not been added. And as you can see, I wrote this in October. Now, that's not anyone's fault. I'm not blaming Caitlin by any means at all. What I'm saying is that we need to set a timeline within our organization for when to start doing this. The 46th session wasn't updated from last year. That's obviously not Caitlin's fault. So again, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just establishing a time period, and I have stayed in here 2 weeks from, so let's say it's passed, the journal clerk will have 2 weeks to make sure that all the bills come tonight, the journal, and all the votes are put on the website within that two-week period by the next meeting, so that all of our constituents can know what we're doing. Because as of now, they really don't know, especially if they try and go look at the website. So with that, I'll yield the floor.
Senator, your first question.
Senator White.
Senator Davis, will you just explain who is in charge right now of updating the website? Because in this bill, it just says to whomever is responsible. It doesn't specify anyone. So I don't know that this bill is actually going to get it accomplished, actually getting put up on the website, because it just says whomever. Like, who could that be? Well, it's so-and-so's job to do it, and it's not specifically stated who's actually going to put, sit in front of the computer, type it in, and upload it.
Thank you, Senator White. So as of now, I don't know who's doing it. As I understand it, I think our student assistant is doing it, but then there, again, obviously not, because it's not being that, not being tacky. I'm just saying clearly that it's not. I'm assuming that the president of SGA would kind of have something to do with that. Maybe it is. I'm not sure. But all that I was stating in this bill is that the journal clerk would have to make sure that that it is done in 2 weeks. I know it's very tricky because we don't know who's doing it right now. So what I put in the bill is that we need to have the journal clerk make sure it's done within 2 weeks. So that doesn't mean that she necessarily has to do it herself, as long as it is done within 2 weeks. And if it's not, the journal clerk is held responsible. So I made sure that someone was held responsible, and I understand that if the journal clerk doesn't necessarily have the skills to update the website, because I sure don't, and that gets kind of tricky, but it just states that the journal clerk has 2 weeks to make sure that it is done, not necessarily do it herself, but if it is not done within 2 weeks, the journal clerk will be held responsible by us, the student senate.
Yes, I'd like to yield to Senator Beal to describe who is in charge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it is a student assistant. Basically, like, Tyler and I have both been kind of working with him, and I just email him what needs to be put up, tell him where to put it, and he does it.
Yes,
So just to let y'all know, the reason my name is on the bill, so I clearly support it, but the reason this issue came up is because this is the way that students get to see what's going on within Senate if they're unable to be here. So this is their source. They go to the SJ website, they pull up what's been going on, they pull up the journal, they can literally read who said what, how it got passed, and things of that sort. So if you're against this bill, you don't want the students knowing what's going on. So I recommend that you vote for it so the students know if they need.
Thank you, Senator Miles.
Is there any further discussion?
Yes,
Madam President.
I just want to add real fast that this was actually brought to me by some of our constituents. I know one of mine tried to go look at a bill. Actually, excuse me. They tried to go look at a bill from this last year that had not been put up yet, and I tried to go find one from last session that still had not been put up yet. So I thought, this really needs to be done, because there's no way for us to really do it unless we go get a book out of Alex's office to look and see what was passed last year. That's the only place it's located right now, unless we put it on the website. So again, this is just setting a timeline for the journal clerk to make sure that it gets done. So any other questions?
Is there any further discussion? Senator Beal.
So I just wanted to ask, do we need to make sure that everything's updated from last session as well? Or is this just for this session right now?
I think it'd be responsible to...
You're listening to a meeting of the Texas Tech University Student Government Association on 88.1 FM KTXT Lubbock, a broadcast service of the Texas Tech College of Mass Communications.
Not upholding the duties. I mean, I'm sure Caitlin will accomplish these. I'm not concerned about that. But future time, it's just like General Kirk's supposed to do it, but who's going to keep them to the task?
Right.
Thank you, Senator White, for that. Yes, currently, we have the power of the Senate to remove any person sitting here by 2/3 vote. Now, of course, it's never going to come to that, and I know Senator Beal's going to do her job, and future journal clerks will probably do their job as well. But if they don't, we, as the Senate, have the power to get rid of them, and I think that we would owe that to our constituents to do so if they were not doing their job.
Is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator Pippin.
I move to amend Senate Bill 47.12 by striking out all of Title I and replacing it with that a section be numbered Section 15 to be added to Rule 6 of the Rules of the Senate, and that it read, the journal clerk shall be responsible for the timely updating of the SGA website, including assigning the work to the others. And then on line 18, changing Section 15 to Section 16.
So you want to completely remove Title I? Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Title I is being replaced by my amendment.
Okay. Did you get that, Caitlin?
Get what?
His language on that.
It's recorded.
Is there any discussion on Senator Pippin's amendment? Senator White.
Second.
Oh, I need a second. I'm sorry. Second. Is there a second? Senator White. Is there any further discussion?
Madam President.
Senator White.
Can the Senator please explain the purpose for this amendment?
Sure. Thank you. Basically, what we're doing with this amendment is solidifying the fact that the journal clerk is either responsible for updating the website or ensuring that the work is assigned to someone else and it is done by whoever the journal clerk assigns that work to. So this adds to Section 15, and it just solidifies the language to make sure it's very clear, because Section 15, while it states the duty should be to submit final and pass legislation, this puts it in really simple, clear English. That way, anyone going through the rules knows that this is the case, and the journal clerk for sure has these duties now.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing as there is none, we will proceed to a vote on the amendment. Senator Beal, do you have the voting right?
Yes.
Okay, so that amendment passes. Is there any further discussion on the bill? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote on Senate Bill 47.12. Senator Beal.
Gallinan and Canungo, y'all said more.
Canungo's
not here. Oh, okay, sorry. Trotter, is she here? Yeah, okay, there we go. Anderson, we said more. Okay. 96% yay, 4% nay.
Okay, so Senate Bill 47.12 passes. We'll now move on to the Senate calendar with Senate Bill 47.11. Is there any committee reports?
Yes, Madam President. RNA met, as I said, last Monday, and we voted on this bill, and we would like to offer an amendment. If the Senate will excuse me 2 seconds while I break that out, if I have more things than necessary. All right. The committee voted in favor of this amendment 6-0, and we would like to amend line 16, strike out the words codified statutes and replace it with the word code. Also the same in line 18, strike codified statutes, add the word code. And also on line 33, remove the words codified statutes and add the word code. And with those amendments, the committee passed and approved of this bill 6-0.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the amendments proposed by RNA? Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, those amendments are accepted. Is there any further discussion on Senate Bill 47.11, Senator Davis?
Madam President, I move to place this bill on third reading, final passage.
Okay, do I have a second? Seconded by Senator Mayans. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Okay, that will move on to third reading, final passage. Senator Davis, you may take the podium.
Thank
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to reintroduce Senate Bill 47.11, a bill to be entitled an act creating a student government code of law or the Codification Act of 2011, and move for its immediate adoption.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
So this is a fairly new thing to the Student Government Association, especially to all of us, because we've never had a code in our time in the Senate. But this is a project that Stuart and I started working on during the summer. Basically, what this is asking is that, currently, when a bill is written, when a bill is passed, it goes into a book that has all the legislation from each session. That book goes onto a shelf in Alex's office. But then, without looking at that book, we don't know what bills were passed from the last session, from the 15th session, from whatever session. We don't know unless we go back and actually look. So there could be laws on the books right now that we're not following because we don't know where they're at or what they say or what number they are or who voted for them or anything like that. So basically, Stuart and I decided that we needed a code of law which would put every bill ever passed by the party and all the bills passed in each of the 46 sessions behind us into one document called the code of law. Just like we have the rules of the Senate, just like we have the Constitution, we have the election code, we will now have the code of law. There will be a new issue of the code of law every year, just like there is of the rules of the Senate, like the election code, everything else, so that each senator will have in their own book, in their Senate binder, and all of our constituents will know what bills we're actually passing, and we'll know what bills have been passed in the past. So I think this is pretty self-explanatory, but I will yield the floor if anybody has any questions, because I find this to be a very important piece of legislation.
Senator White.
What kind of precedence would this have with the Senate, the rules of the Senate, like where would this line up in terms of the rank of laws that we currently have?
Thank you. Well, the rules of the Senate only govern how we debate, how we pass legislation, things in the Senate. The code of law are things like if we require, like from now on, I could have just put in the code of law, could have just put something like the journal clerk will be responsible for updating the website. Wouldn't necessarily have to update the rules of the Senate. Just because now it kind of seems like we're updating the rules of the Senate for everything, because that's the only document that we ever look at to see how we're supposed to govern. But if we have the code of law, we can refer to that and say, section 3, whatever, I don't know the hierarchy of that. But you could go and you could look and you would see different bills that were passed 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that were great ideas by senators at that time, but have been lost in the past. So it'll be laws that pertain to the Student Government Association as a whole, but are not necessarily in the rules of the Senate, or not in the election code, or not in the Constitution. It would be other things.
Is there any further discussions?
Who will be responsible for creating this code of law?
Senator Davis.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator Myers. Senator Williams, former Senator Williams, and myself started working on this in the summer. We already have an example with a good 30 or 40 sessions already in it. There actually was at one time a code of law for this organization that has been lost, along with a good 15 sessions of legislation, completely lost, gone, nowhere to be found on this university's campus. So we've lost all of that. We've lost all that history. And so we're documenting everything that we have now and everything from this moment forward. I know that the current office administration, when they leave, it is their job to update everything and make sure that everything's okay. Joint clerk, chief of staff, I know they kind of work together to make sure that happens. This will just be another document that they update, such as the rules of the Senate, the election code, the Constitution. This is just one more thing on the to-do list to do to make sure that it is updated by the end of the session, by the start of the next session when a new administration takes over. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Is there any further discussion, Senator Gavala?
So with an electronic copy, you maintain on the website also?
Yes, sir. Just like the rules of the Senate, election code, everything's put online in our governing documents. This will just be one more document placed on there. I don't think it works. Okay. Oops. Are we good now? Okay. So that makes sense, everybody. Are there any other questions?
There's no further discussion. Sorry. Okay, seeing as there is none, we'll proceed to a vote. Senator Bill, do you have the argument?
Ninety percent yay, 2% nay, 8% abstain.
Okay, so that passes. We will now move on to announcements. Do I have any announcements?
Okay, seeing as there is none, do I have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Senator Fairchild, second by Senator Myers. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, don't leave yet. You can go off air.
You just
okay.
Motioned
don't
to adjourn.
Don't leave yet. I just wanted to go over the keynotes real quick with you guys now that we're not off air, or when we're off air. Just make sure, because...
You've been listening to a meeting of the Texas Tech University Student Government Association. The Texas Tech SGA meets twice a month during the long semesters on the first and third Thursdays. SGA meetings on 88.1 are a broadcast service to the Texas Tech community by KTXT-FM and the College of Mass Communications.